The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
Mr. President, only one hand was raised in opposition, but a veto should never be allowed to deny justice. The recital of discredited contentions and the anticipated excuses and obfuscation by the Russian Federation should be treated with the utmost disdain. The exercise of the veto today is an affront to the memory of the 298 victims of MH17 and their families and friends. Russia has made a mockery of its own commitment to accountability. Those responsible may believe that they can now hide behind the Russian Federation veto. They will not be allowed to evade justice.